Hello everybody, this is Mona Kamath Prabhugaonkar. I've been recording my husband for his previous podcast, Dr. Sujay Prabhugaonkar. And it is kind of difficult to listen to your husband for so long. So I thought, why not just be a part of this one, this podcast. So here I am. Today, I'm going to interview him on a topic that's very, very informative for me. And I'm sure for you guys as well. And the topic is anger management. So welcome, Dr. Sujay.
Thanks, Mona. Thanks for interviewing me and making it a dialogue rather than a monologue.
Yeah, absolutely. So to begin with, I would like to ask is we all go through different feelings. You know, we feel happy, we feel sad, and feeling angry is one of the feelings. Anger is one of the feelings. So is it good? Is it bad? Often the term negative is associated with anger. So what would you say about it? Is it really bad to even feel angry?
The anger is an emotion, and just like any other emotion, it is not good or bad. It is the emotion is as it is, like it is adaptive basically. All emotions are adaptive.
Right.
That means they are important for our survival. So they help us in survive. Now, specifically about anger, anger is a reaction or a response to injustice. Animals, anger is a response to invasion of territory. Whereas in humans, it's a response to injustice. It is one of the moral codes. So that's why it's a very necessary emotion, along with sadness, happiness, disgust, surprise. Anger is also a very important emotion.
Yeah, that's true. You said feeling angry is not good, not bad. So do you actually mean that feeling angry is good?
Yeah, it is. We cannot say it is good or bad, but it depends on how we express it. Now, first we'll consider that anger is good, in fact. So if we think of anger as a good emotion, then definitely it is a good, in a way, like it has helped us survive, of course, that I discussed. Amitabh Bachchan was known as an angry young man.
Yeah. No?
So why? Because then the more you take out your anger, I mean, he was standing for his rights. He was, the anger also helps in development of our personality. If we don't get angry anytime, we are suppressing somewhere ourselves. So that stunts our growth. So, you know, it may be a negative emotion, but all emotions helps in our growth. So similar to anger. So according to Freud, Sigmund Freud, he used to believe in a theory called catharsis, where the more anger we take out, the more we feel better. Because if we take out our anger, we are not displacing it towards someone else. For example, a boss would displace his anger towards his employee would displace his anger towards his wife, and wife would display his anger towards her son.
Mm-hmm.
No? So this is displacement. So Freud would talk about catharsis. So we would channelize our anger. We would take out our anger in an inanimate object, towards an inanimate object like a pillow or any inanimate object, and thus we let our emotions vent out.
Yeah, but if expressing our anger is, if that is what you say, is good, then why is there so much of hullabaloo on this? Why is there so much negativity associated with anger? Can it be bad? Can anger be bad?
Yeah, so it is good we discussed this now, but it is bad also. It's not totally black and white. It is how we express it. So if anger turns into rage, then it is bad. In the moment of rage, you can be destructive towards self or towards others.
Mm-hmm.
Like if we can throw things away, we can harm somebody else, we can hurt somebody's ego. Or if anger is turned towards ourselves, we can go into depression. So it can really affect our self-esteem, and we can go into depression. So that is one way in which it is bad. The other way is it can be addictive. In the moment of anger, in the heat of anger, we feel very powerful. We feel as if we are in control of everything and we are in charge. So that feeling kind of is addictive feeling. So it gives,
feel like getting angry at the drop of
a hat, because that makes us feel powerful, and it's an addictive. So we get angry again and again.
Yeah.
So we tend to think that other person is bad. The other person has hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm driving, the other person cuts me, I feel always he's wrong. I'm right. I'm driving rightly. So we always point out towards other person. So we look at things the way we feel. So I'm feeling angry, I'll always blame other person. I won't take it towards myself. That is the second way in which the anger is bad. Third way is, there are two types of people, the type A and type B.
Mm-hmm.
Type A personality means they are always on the go. They are always in a hurry.
Okay.
And type B personality are happy-go-lucky people. They are slow and steady wins the race. Yeah. So type A people, they are the type A people have a tendency of hostility. Some type A people who have tendency of hostility or anger, they are more prone to heart attacks. Not all type A people. No, so type A people are more prone to heart attacks compared to type B, but those who have anger amongst type A people, they are more prone to heart attacks. So anger actually leads to cardiac events, and the person may, and it increases morbidity and mortality. So person may die of cardiac events or ischemic heart disease due to if he's angry. So that way it is bad. So there's another theory. So after Freud's theory of catharsis, there was a lately due to latest research, it has been said that suppressing anger in a way is good. So at least you will survive. At least even if you're not expressing, you're not venting out, at least you will survive till long time.
So now if you're saying that anger is good in some way, how can it really lead to heart attack? I mean, I'm glad I belong to type B, but how can that lead to heart attack?
Yeah, if I express anger, and it is good, then how can it be bad and lead to heart attacks, right? So if any emotions need venting out, so we should vent out our emotions, because if we suppress our emotions, we get suffocated, and that is bad. So if we vent out, suppose we are angry and we vent out our anger, and that relieves us, or we vent out in a proper way, proper acceptable way, and that helps relieves us, and it doesn't harm somebody else, then it is a good thing.
Okay.
It is a good thing. For example, if I've been for example, if a person has a breakup and he has a lot of grudges against the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, and maybe with his friend,
all the guys in the relationship, please give a ear to this.
So after a breakup, if the guy or a girl vents out with his friends, and that is a good thing, vents out all the anger about the ex-relationship with his friends. So those are good feelings that when you vent out. So instead of suppressing out, you're venting out. But at the same time, if you are venting out again and again, and if you are not really overcoming those emotions,
coming out of those thoughts,
if you are not coming out of the thoughts, if you are venting out and you are revising in fact those thoughts, and those memories are being strengthened again and again, so again and again you are reminded of the breakup and you are getting more and more angry, then it is bad. So venting out is good, so expressing is good, but it should not be habituated to it.
Now, as we spoke so much about anger, so I would like to know how should one deal now, understands that he's having this anger problem, how should one deal with his habit of getting angry, or how should one deal with his anger?
Right. So most important question. Now, first of all, the person has to understand whether is it really anger or what, or something else. Sometimes anxiety also manifests as anger. Sometimes a person feels helpless.
Really?
So suppose a child, he is feeling totally helpless. He may throw temper tantrums. So what happens in anxiety also, heart beats fast and our fists clench. Same thing in anger. Our anger also, muscles contract and heart beats fast.
Correct.
So same thing. So the emotions, we have to differentiate. What is it? Sometimes we are anxious and we express as anger. So to feel in control, so we express it as anger. So we differentiate whether it's anger or it's frustration, or we are just irritated, or we are just upset over something, or we are just anxious. So we have to differentiate between different feelings, and we have to know whether we are really angry or not. Awareness is a key, firstly.
Being aware of your emotions.
Absolutely.
Yes. One thing I would like to ask is, does sports or getting into exercise, fitness, help you manage your anger specifically?
Now energy is not constant. Energy can be converted from one form to another. That is a rule of thermodynamics we learned. Similarly, Freud came out with this theory of defense mechanisms, where there's a defense called a sublimation, where we have uncomfortable urges or instincts, and they are transferred into acceptable behavior. So these uncomfortable urges are transmitted into acceptable behavior. So for example, if I'm angry.
Can you simplify it?
So suppose if I'm angry towards a boss.
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll hit a gym and I'll do more workouts. And I'll release it that way.
That could be one good way.
Or if a teacher has scolded a child, The child can do more workouts, so he can join a boxing team or he can join some sport where the aggression really helps him out.
It's often shown in Hindi films where, you know, the hero actor, or the actor gets angry
boxing.
And he starts punching,
punching back.
That's true. So now that was regarding it. But how do you deal with? There are often people who themselves don't get so much angry, but they have to deal with people who get angry, and especially if such people are in position of power or authority. If you have a teacher who gets mad at the drop of your hat, or if your boss gets angry. So how do you deal with such people?
Yeah, so see, between stimulus and response, there's a space. You know, so now boss is shouting at you, or the teacher is shouting at a child. You know, so that's a stimulus. The boss is shouting is a stimulus.
Okay.
Now response is from us, from the person.
Okay.
Now it depends on the response, how to take that anger.
Okay.
Now suppose if the person gets hurt every time, the person in authority will always keep on shouting.
Okay.
You know, so it depends on the response of the person who takes the anger. So now suppose there are many ways in which the person can deal with it. He can either leave the situation and go somewhere else, or he can back answer the authority figure like a boss, he can back answer the boss, or he can leave the job, or you know, he can be detached and let go of the incidents. That one way we can go. But better way of dealing with this, better way would be to be assertive rather than aggressive. Like suppose a boss shouts at an employee, the employee can tell the boss ki, I did not like this thing, what you told me about it. And I'm not happy with it. Like, it will be better if you kind of be a little bit gentle.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to be assertive. You have to talk what's in your mind. Perhaps the boss may get angry again. Perhaps the boss may shout again. But at least the person has taken out what was in his heart.
Yeah.
At least the person, the recipient, the employee has said what was in his heart. And that makes him feel better.
Okay. So that was it. So before we just conclude, I would just like to ask you if you could just give our listeners takeaway points for anger management.
Yeah, sure. So first point is we have to be aware whether what is it, whether it is anger, it is sadness, it is...
So being
aware
of your emotions all the time is very necessary.
Secondly, we have to channelize our anger. We have to channelize in a socially acceptable manner, like joining a gym or exercising or maybe joining some sport or something.
You yourself being a fitness
freak. Yeah.
Freak. I'm sure you would suggest all our listeners to do that. Ever you go angry, now you can hit your gym. Yes. The next point?
The next point is if you're in contact with somebody who's angry, you know, you have to draw your boundaries. And you have to be assertive rather than being aggressive.
Right.
And draw your boundaries so that you don't get affected.
Right.
That's the third response. Fourth is you can in fact change your physiology. Like suppose you feel yourself angry, and the best way I feel the best way of dealing with that kind of anger is just to, you know, if you're feeling angry, just to smile, you know.
Yeah.
Just smile. Just put a smile on your face.
Tool.
Absolutely. And there's no person that can smile and get angry. Of course, there are people who smilingly get angry and you're confused whether the person is laughing or...
Women have a good trait of that, smilingly getting angry.
Getting angry. That is sarcasm. That is a taunting. That is... Perhaps sarcasm is also a way of anger.
Yeah.
But when you're smiling, you don't get angry normally. So best way is to smile so that your anger gets diffused immediately. Or other way is to just get out of the situation. Get out of the situation that makes you angry.
Yeah.
And then come back again when you're sane, when you're calmed down.
Thank you so much, Doctor. It was a wonderful session with you, and it was such an enlightening session for me, and I'm sure it was for our listeners as well. So thank you so much, guys, for listening out to the session. Any more information you want to get in touch with Dr. Sujay Prabhugaonkar, you can get in touch with him on Twitter, on Facebook, he has his page. Thank you so much. We'll be back soon with a new episode.
Thank you, everybody. I'll be definitely trying to come up next week again with a new episode. There's been already a gap of 2 weeks, but now I'll
make sure he comes frequently and regularly.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.